We're at Jeff, Kentucky, in the back of the post office, talking to Mr. Norman Combs. I'm going to play this back and then get a little interview here with him. Mr. Norman Combs, I'm going to ask you to tell me now who you are, where you are, and tell me a little bit about your background, your family background, and a little bit about what we've been interested in this morning.
Well, I'm the son of Ira Combs, Uncle Ira Combs.
Give us when you were born and where, will you?
I was born right here in this home in February the 19th, 1910. And I have, with the exception of being away in Cincinnati for about 4 or 5 years, I have continued to live here.
Now tell me who your mother and father were, then go ahead and tell me everything.
My mother and father was, they call him Uncle Ira Combs, and my mother's Matilda Combs.
Maiden name?
Francis. Matilda Francis Combs. And they lived here all of their life, and they had, my father was married twice. His first family was, he married a Burton. They had 10 children. Then she died and he married the second time, which is my mother, Matilda Francis. To them, there were 9 children born.
Where was she from?
She was from Carr Creek.
Carr Creek, Francis.
Yes. And they had 9 children, in which I am the 19th one.
19th child. Now, tell me about, you've been postmaster here and so forth. Go ahead and give me a little background.
Postmaster in 1936 to 1977, 41 years.
At Jeff, Kentucky.
At Jeff, Kentucky. My wife was clerk here for about 23 years. When they allowed me a clerk, while she became a clerk. We retired, both of us retired October the 7th, 1977.
Now, you're on Combs' property here.
Yes, sir.
Go back to John this if is, you can for a minute.
This here is what they call the old Combs place of Mason Combs. My father was a grandson of Mason. Mason was one of the largest landowners of all the Combses. Everything here. And my father, as grandson, he heard this year, or some way he got it, I don't know, but he... The whole thing is divided up into all of us children here. And I earned the home place in which I've lived here ever since.
Mm-hmm. But there's lots of Combs,
yes,
in this area.
Yes.
Now, this morning we went up to find John Combs' grave. You want to say a little bit about him? Do you know what? Can you tell me about him?
I've always heard that John Combs, the old originator from England, where he was buried. And I've always wanted to go there. And this morning, I had the privilege of going there with, what you see in there?
Garrett.
With Garrett. And we have accomplished very much on this trip.
Now, that was up on Mr. Godsey. Uri Godsey.
Mr. Uri Godsey's farm, in which he married one of my nieces.
Uh-huh.
And we located this grave where John Combs was buried. And took pictures of it. Accomplished very much in this trip.
Now, you were president of the Combs Society.
Combs Family, mm-hmm, Association, what year was it? The 70, paper there, 70, I believe it's 73.
They want to copy that genealogy.
I was president of the Combs Family Association in 1973. And I've been born and raised at this home.
That was the first year of the Combs?
No, no. The first year, Mason Combs was the president.
Uh-huh.
From Pineville. He's from Pineville, Kentucky.
Is that the year you put, now when, what year did
that
you
That was the year
sign?
That we put up the marker of my father.
And you unveiled it?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your father.
Well, my father, he's a...
Was a minister?
He's a minister for, according to the books and things, for 65 years. He was a regular Baptist preacher that traveled all over this section they call Pine Mountain section.
Mm-hmm.
Preached without pay. This church that is here on this home place now was originated in 1909 in Hazard.
Mm-hmm.
In 1911 it was moved to Jeff here on his place.
Mm-hmm.
The church was torn down and built a new one and dedicated in his honor in 1952.
Now, you're ministering there now?
And I am ministering there now. And we still minister without pay.
We're trying today to find this grave on White Oak, and we found out this morning.
We have found John Combs' grave site this morning, something that we've been looking forward to for a long, long time on White Oak.
Is that little branch just called White Oak?
Well, these little places are called different things, and that's a place that's called White Oak, just below Vicko's, the way the book gives it.
And that's right at Defiance.
Right at
Defiance. Which I think is very appropriate for the Combs.
That's right. Defiance.
Really.
And with the help of Yuri Godsey, we located that grave this morning.
Now, you publish the newspaper each year with some help.
Me and Gene Combs down here. It's son of mine right there. He's the one that started this.
Now, you have four boys. Tell me about them.
I have four sons. One is who just retired from the Air Force at St. Louis, and he is working now with the University of Kentucky in the Communication Center.
His name?
Delbert Dean Combs. By the way, he's named after Dizzy Dean, of course. And my next son is Oscar Combs, which is now the publisher of, began publishing the Combs Family Paper, and is at present the publisher of the Catspaws at Lexington, the sports magazine weekly. And I have two sons that teaches at Dilts Combs High School.
Who are they now?
Harold Combs, assistant basketball coach, and Ira Combs, named after his grandfather, that's a head foot baseball coach. And they both teach here at Dilts Combs.
Can you all think of anything you want to ask Mr. Combs to put on the tape here?
Did you ask him about where Mason's grave site might be?
Now tell us here where you think Mason's grave site might be the original.
I have been told by many old timers that Mason Combs' grave site is here on Uncle Ari's present farm. That's at the place that I've now lived. But knowing just the exact place, I do not know.
Possibly across the highway.
Possibly across from the old homestead on the hillside. I believe that's the way the paper gives it.
But since he died 3 years after John, it's conceivable he could have been buried.
It's possible that he could have been buried up at White Oak. Mm-hmm. But this morning is the first time I've ever heard that it was possible he was buried up there. I was always told that he was buried here on Mason Combs' property.
And now, this tape is going to be kept permanently. There are going to be copies of it made with your permission, and probably will be in maybe the Eastern Kentucky University Library in Northern Kentucky, or maybe more than one. If you have any message that you would like to say here about anything that you want to put on this tape?
Well, the only message that I would like to add to it is I'm very much proud of the Combs generation. I think they're some of the finest people, some of the smartest people in the world. And if you've read and over the great part of the world, you'll find that they are scattered all over the United States. At the time I was on national TV, just after that, I received letters from 28 different states.
Okay.
28 different states, from California, Florida, Oregon, Utah, everywhere. And they are Combses all over the world. And they are some real fine people in the Combs family. And that's my goal, is to work with them and do all I can for the Combs Family Association.
Do we know where it will be this year, the meeting?
The Combs Family Association will be at the Buckhorn State Lodge this year. I believe that we have changed it. I'm not positive, but I believe it will be the first Sunday in August this year. This is the first time it's ever been changed since it started. And the reason we had it changed is they saw many people away off that wanted to come, and their children had started to school, and we moved it up before school started in September, you see. It was around the third Sunday in August. That's almost time for a lot of schools to start. We moved up the first so that all the Conesers could come and enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. And we have had Conesers from the western part of the country. From Oklahoma to visit us. There's another Combs Family Association in Oklahoma. And they are very much active in the Combs Family Association. And
do they come out of state to the reunion?
We have people every year, somebody new from out of the state, from all over the country.
Who is the family genealogist officially now?
Ruth Combs is a historian. That's Earl Combs' widow in Richmond. She is still carrying the name. Now my wife was taking care for a long time of all of the correspondence, people want newspapers, we made them here at town. She still gets a lot of them. And I don't know, we are sold out of books, but I understand that we are we want to find somebody to take this book and bring it up to date since we've had this Combs reunion. There's a woman in Lexington. I believe her name is May Combs.
May Fraser.
May Fraser, that's it. She is the only prospect I know of ever having this brought up to date, and she's good. She's never been married, and she's very much in this geology.
I've talked with her, and she is a very sharp lady.
She is, yes, sir. There's much more that we could add to the Combs Family Association. But I'm sure that there's a lot of other Combses that could give as much or more information than I could. I've often wondered why it is that just this arm of Combses that I'm from is the only real religious Combses they are, as I know of. Gene Combs down here, he's him and be together to put out the paper. Mm-hmm. He's a very sharp man, and he's a real estate man down there. But I know his daddy real well, but as far as the religious part of the Combses, we're the only ones I know of that's really stuck to the religious part. Not as I don't know now, there may be more of them, but I've never been acquainted with them. And that's the only Combs Family Association that I've missed is this past year.
That's great.
When I became the pastor of this church out here.
Where did they start?
Where
did they start having the reunion?
18 years ago. What year?
64.
64.
63 or 4.
This past year is the first one I missed. And if we could ever get this association, which I believe that would be more centrally located at the Carr's Fork Dam up here when we get a lodge. This is actually the originator of all the Combs people that are in the Prairie and Mountain Electric area.
Well, maybe with this reunion, we could raise some money and have that area cleaned off and fenced up there, assuming that is where John Combs is.
Right.
And according to Josiah's book, that's where it is.
That's right.
Now, let me ask you a question. An area that I've always been interested in. Do you know anything about the rafting that used to go on up here?
Yes, sir. My father used to take raft logs. There used to be a boom right down here in front of our house. And they catch those logs in that boom and they load them together and make rafts out of them. Go into Boonville. Take those rafts. My father used to raft on that boon and go down there and
to Betaville
and buy groceries. He used to run a store, my father did, and he'd raft those logs down there and buy groceries and things and haul them back up in a team of new.
Were there some big logs going on?
Yes, sir. They were a great many logs. What they call the virgin timber. Ever went out of here.
How big is stuff like two of poplars? What went out of here?
I'd say there's plenty of them maybe went as much as 48 inches in diameter. This building you are in right now was built of four poplar trees standing right up there near that cemetery that was cut down. Look on the eaves out here and you can see some 18-inch poplar inch boards. This building was built out of four or five big poplar trees right up there.
It was pretty rugged work, that rafting, wasn't it?
Pretty rugged work. It's real. In other words, they called them the roughnecks back then.
How'd they get back from Maydenville?
They, from the best I can know of, is up until 1912, they wagoned it back up here. In 1912, that first railroad came up through here.
Yeah, I didn't know that. They used to either wagon it or walk it back.
That's right.
And they carried their lines and blocks, whatever they took.
That's right. They
go down several times each year.
Yeah. They'd hold these logs here in this boom until the river got up. And then when the river got up just right, then they would raft those logs down and made it neighborhood of Baitable and Boonville. If my father was living, he could really tell you, but
are there any old timers around here who actually rafted still?
Not as I know of at the present time. Not as I know of.
Now, you said that your mother was a Francis. That was her last name.
Her last name was a Francis.
Right, yes, first I thought name at one time that she was going to be a Combs, married a Combs. But where was she from?
She's from up in Carr Creek. That's the name of Carr Creek, Kentucky.
Now, who were her folks?
Her folks was Francis's. My mother, grandmother, and grandfather were Francis.
What were their names?
Sam Francis.
Sam Francis, and what's his wife's
name? His wife's name was Lady Francis.
Lady.
Lady, L-E-T-T-I-E.
Lady Francis.
I have a sister named Lady after her.
Very interesting.
They're from Knott County, in Carr Creek.
Yes.
Now, the biggest part of the Combses is from Perry, Knott, and Letcher County. The biggest part of the Combs, and Breathitt County, has got a lot of Combs. And that's why I say that eventually, if we ever get a lodge up here at Carsport, we will have a good road, real good highway to it.
Now, to a great extent, you've intermarried with local people, Isons, Cornets, etc.
The Isons, I can't tell you how we are related to them, but some way or another, on my father's side, we are closely related to the Hyacinths. And the Hogs up in there. We used to have a man here that was a conductor on the railroad way back. He was a Hog, George Hog. He was a conductor on this, on a passenger. There used to be passenger trains right up through here. And there used to be a Astor Hog. He used to be a county attorney down here at Frankfort. He was a close friend of my father. George Hog was some of his people. And the Isons now, Mayor came in on his first wife, people, Burton's. She was a Burton, and I believe that, if I ain't bad mistaken, I believe she was from the Ison family.
Now, it's always been a farming family. Tell me, when they first came in here, they made good crops. Did after they wore the land out, did the fertility go down? What kind of yield did they get up here in the early days on their crops?
Well, when they came into this country, you can see by the way the land lays and the way the cemeteries are, that they built the cemetery up where they couldn't farm the place. They settled on these lower lands where it was fertile. They saved it to farm in. And they put the cemetery back up on
didn't
the hill.
Didn't have
right
too much level land.
Didn't have too much level
but
land.
Did they get a good yield?
Yes, sir, they got a good yield. You
what
know
did they raise, mainly, and kind of?
Well, corn.
How many bushels did they make an early day on corn?
Well, I don't know. I can remember my father's old barn used to be right here where this thing. And when we gather corn in the fall, they would throw it in there. I'd say maybe 200-300 bushel off just a small part that we had here. And when we went through that corn in the wintertime, when it was so bad you couldn't get outside, we'd go in there and we'd start with this corn here and we'd find a real pretty ear of corn. Get a big barrel over there. You pitch it back over there in the barrel. That's for seed corn.
And my dad did that. That's flat corn.
I don't know what to call it, but I knew that's what we did. And then the next corn we come to was real good. We pitched in another barrel for bread. Then the next come on down, grading it was to feed the stock with. And then we come on down to just some little, what we call nubbins. And we would grind that up and make it feed for the stock, the horses and the cows and me. And everybody in this country would come to my father's place in the spring of the year to get seed corn to plant. And I can remember back then as a boy that big blacksnake would be laying up on the seal of the barn there. We'd want to kill it. The father said, no, said, don't bother that. Said, you take care of all the rats here. You ever hear that?
Yeah, my grandfather had a blacksnake in his crib. He was
big, long, be laid up on a seal there, and he wouldn't let us bother it, but he said that snake took care of all the rats in there.
He married Susan Ice.
Now these ice was real close for us.
I'm sorry, he married Martha Combs, who was the daughter of Napoleon Bonaparte.
There's a breeding stopped here, a blind fellow, just about a year ago.
Carlos Breeding.
Carl Breeding. He stopped here and came over and spent about 2 hours with me. And he was looking for a couple of Combses that some of his sisters said they strayed off from home long enough to come down here and marry a couple of Combs brothers. And come find out, it was brothers to my great-granddaughter, Talon. That's who he was looking
for. There would have been Napoleon Bonaparte and Susan on there.
At that night, yeah. you could be
would
right.
Would have been my grandmother, great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you another question. Can you tell me any stories that you know of John or Mason particularly? You know that John came from England, but do you know anything else about him? Was he in the Civil War, in the Revolutionary War, or anything?
All I don't know. I just been told that John came from England, and his 8 sons, again, stripped off from Letcher County, one out of Carsport, one in Hazard, one over in Hindman, down in Breathitt County, one is forward down around Owsley County. And that I was always told that, but as far as being acquainted with any of them, I'm not. And I'll tell you a little incident that happened when Charles Corot was here. He wanted something special to go on the news. I got criticized a little bit by what I told him, but I told him the truth, you know. And I never knew but one of my father's brothers. That was Uncle Carlo. He lived right out down the road here. And he was a fellow that awfully bad to drink. And he would get out of drunk. My dad would get worried about him and send one of us kids down there to see how he was doing, see how he was. Whenever he did, I was the first one to hit the road to see, because when I went down there, he either had a big sugar candy made out of hickory bark and maple syrup that he would give us kids, and I knew what I was going to get as soon as I went down there. Well, he was a fellow that, well, you could call him a drunkard, I guess. And my father was a preacher. And then I had another, my father had another brother that was awfully mean. I never knew him there, I'd just been told it. He lay away a fellow right down the road here and killed a fellow one time. And naturally, Charles Grant, he wanted something, you know, to step out. And so I told him, I said, my father had 2 brothers that I knew of. One of them was a preacher. One of them was a drunkard. One of them was an awful mean man. And them fellas took the cold turn, they said, I shouldn't have told that. I said, well, I said, my boy, I said, Gene used to tell me, he said he told it like it was.
How so, do you make that candy you were talking about out of sugar and maple sugar?
They go down here and tap these maple trees,
yeah,
and get the juice off.
Yeah.
And they, some way or another, this hickory is boiled in with it, some way or another. And whenever it's boiled down to a certain point, they pour it in something like a coffee cup. And when it gets hard, it's brown. It's almost solid sugar. Boy, you thought
that's hickory flavor?
Yeah, and you thought that's something good.
I've never heard of that. I'm going to try that.
It's made out of maple.
Yeah.
Maple trees. Just cut a place on them, let them drain them.
Mr. Combs, Josiah Combs in his book talks about the Dickey Diary. Do you know anything about the Dickey Diary?
No, I've got some Perry County history books here and different things, but I don't know where. I've got a Sherrod book here, but I tell you what, I've got some up here. I don't even know half time where to fill them up.
the story of Hazard from down.
Huh. For over the mountains.
Is that available anywhere now?
No, I don't think so.